I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also with on the Odyssey app, that music is one of those pieces of music that still kind of gives you, like a little feeling. I don't know about goosebumps, but it gives you a certain kind of like oomph when you hear it.
It does for me.
It
does for me. I get goosebumps. It does for me, man. I'm a big Olympics fan. For years. I've grown up watching the Olympics and I've always enjoyed it. It's 2 weeks, and just 2 weeks of great competition. And some of the sports we see, of course, we're going to watch basketball players. It's what you can do physically, gymnastics, sports like track. When you come to the track, either you got it or you don't. And that's the thing. You put it all on the line, and it's what you worked for, not just 4 years, but for a lifetime. It's over in a matter of seconds, Greg. In a matter of seconds, it's gone. And so, to me, that's what makes the Olympics so special. Some people who work a lifetime for it, a chance to, and you work hard, and now you get to go to an environment, a situation so different than what you had anticipated, so different than what you had in your mind as you work, day in and day out to get ready for it. But that's what's there. That's your opportunity. That's your chance. And that's what the Olympians are faced with.
Ken, help me out here. I'm not sure if I can. He dropped. We've lost Mr. Crenshaw again. He was in the middle of a great point, too. He hates when that happens. Hopefully, Sam will come back here. Okay. Sam, we lost you. You were making a great point, and again, you're the last. We've talked about this, and this is not on you, but everybody out there can relate to you're on the phone with somebody, you're talking, and unbeknownst to you, you've been disconnected or they've hung up on you, and you've talked for another minute, but yet you don't know. And then you realize, are you there? That's what, you were in the middle of a great point. I want you to make it again because you dropped out there, Mr. Crenshaw. You're talking about just the Olympics and being a part of that and how it makes you feel. And
the work that goes into it, and a lot of it's work that's done alone. And so, they get a chance to get there. And now it's a different environment. Mm-hmm. You don't have this great ceremony. You can't go and watch other venues. Just a different environment than they had planned them.
When I think of the Olympics, I realize this is something that I'm really glad that I moved to Atlanta because I hope that people understand how unique an experience that was. That those that were old enough to participate and enjoy the Olympics when they were here, because there ain't a whole lot of people that can say that. You had the Olympics in your city. I had the torch run down in front of where I lived. Literally, I lived on Claremont at the time being, and the torch came down Claremont, and I ran out in the street and got my picture in front. Of course, it's a motorcade. If you don't remember, there was like a line of cars that were in front of it. Then the torch came, and then there were a line of cars that followed it. But, again, it makes me think about it. You got a lot of things you could, people complain about when it comes to this city, but the things I have seen since I have been in Atlanta, one begets the other, and it makes me think of the three of them. And I'm in the city that is or was the home of the only man in this country who has a national holiday named after him that wasn't an elected official. And you can go see, everything pretty much you'd want to know about his life when we talk about Dr. King. I'm here in a city where that held the Olympics. I'm in a city that has a presidential library. You know what I mean? You think about these things that the rest of the country can't say. There's only a few places like that have the richness this city does. And so I do. I take a second and pause and appreciate what's at my disposal as I make my way around the city and the Olympics and as we sit and get ready for them. Yeah, you're right. It's head shaking that in the minds of a lot that it's going on. But the fact that it is going on and we're seeing how they're going to put it off, and you're right. They're not going to have any opening ceremonies. This is a series of TV shows. It's an athletic event for the athletes that are there, but for the rest of us, it's a TV show. And the pomp and circumstance that goes into an opening ceremonies is going to be lost. And that's one of the main things that people watch the games for, because then we all splinter off. We're all together for the opening ceremonies, right? And then I'm not going to watch again for two more days because that's when the track and field starts, or that's when the gymnastics starts. Whatever it is that you're really focused on, that's when you come back to the Olympics. But we all come together for that TV show, and we're not going to have it this year. And that's just sad. But yeah, we understand why it's happening.
You know what, Greg? You know, you also have that sport that you didn't think you'd be a fan of that pulls you in. And that's the other thing, well, we'll say curling for the Winter Olympics, but like an archery in the way they shot archery last time was something it pulled you in. You'd never thought about it that way. So, and that, you know, that's the other thing that you watch for in this. But the backdrop is going to be testing. Testing. Christine Brennan, who's a longtime sports journalist, a sports writer, posted something on her social media today. She's obviously in Tokyo, and she just posted a sign that said COVID testing with an arrow pointing in the direction. And she basically said, get ready for a lot of this. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the backdrop of these Olympic Games, Greg. And you that's the thing. Who's
Sports Radio 92.
Happens. You work all that
You've been dipping into
that. What do you do when that happens? You know, that's the thing that you wonder about. We got two now positive tests in the Olympic Village. And we got a Ugandan athlete that's missing.
Again?
You got nine athletes from you, but the Uganda, the athlete that's missing, they're trying to find. So it's...
Yeah,
amazing times over there.
Okay, so we're getting past the fact that the test and the COVID may throw a monkey wrench into a lot of these sports and the participation of them and the top players, whatever. But having said that, we're at after the opening ceremonies. Where's your focus going to be? I'm going to guess maybe. Well, you like watching all of them, but I'm saying specifically, is it tennis and Naomi Osaka being a part of that now, given what she has been through over the last 6 months or been dealing with publicly over the last X amount of months? Is it that? I'm looking forward to seeing what baseball looks like. It's back now. You know, some of these newer sports, they're going to be a part of these Olympics. Moreover, how are they going to cover them? That's one of the things I'm looking forward to.
It's true. And NBC's people have all the people who are covering it, the media has arrived early, obviously, for different things. And I don't know if there's any type of quarantine that they're having to go through once they get there. But obviously, it's something you get there early just to learn the lay of the land and where everything are and what you're going to have the different venues. You can't walk to everything. So that's the thing that you get there early for, is to get acclimated to the area, get used to the time difference. There's a 13-hour time difference. The opening ceremonies are going to be on at 6:30 in the morning our time. So it's something so different for us to watch as far as the time zone with it being where it's located.
Sports Radio 92.
Get there and they're not all going at the same time because of because they don't want guys traveling on the same plane, some of them. You know, talk with Kenny Selman, who was with us last week, and he and his coach are traveling separately. Some track relay teams will fly together, but they're all going to, you know, one flight with a bunch of U.S. athletes on it. They're not doing it. They're not taking that chance.
baseball, softball, karate, skateboarding, sports climbing, and surfing. These are some of the new sports that are going to take place in these Olympics, bringing back some of them, because baseball was a part of it. I always just shake my head when I think about that team that Tommy Lasorda coached, or was the manager of, that won the gold medal, and did know that managers don't get medals. Managers don't get medals for team sports. So I guess that had been Coach K, Chuck Daly, those guys from the Dream Team, from them up. I was surprised to hear that. But here's one that, and again, we apologize to the audience, Mr. Crenshaw. You're having a little technical problems there. You're making great points, but we're losing you, no fault of your own, from time to time. But have you ever seen the headlines? I remember this guy saying this years ago, and it just stuck with me, that black belt solves crime. You know what I mean? The karate is supposed to, you know, black belts are supposed to be some of the baddest people on the planet. Yet I've never seen a headline where a black belt foiled a crime or solved a crime. Hey, it's just something, like I said. Something.
I'm sure that's happened at some point.
I'm just saying, I never read
about
it. I'm sure
it's happened at some point.
I'm sure it's happened. I'm just saying, no. I've never read that. I've never seen a headline with that. And you would think with every, I can't think of three families that I've known who've had their kids in karate, or who've had kids that didn't at some point have them in karate, taking lessons. Okay, so throughout the years of headlines, me personally, I've never seen one where it says black belt or karate student, whatever, takes down assailant. I just never have. Now, you go on YouTube, you see a lot of people trying to do some kicks, and they end up getting a you-know-what kicked themselves. But again, I'm looking forward to that, though. That's the whole point of me bringing this up. I'm looking forward to karate. I'm looking forward to skateboarding. I don't know why I do, but I just really like watching that. So these are some of the newer sports that I'm looking forward to. But again, you want to marvel at what we're going to see from Simone Biles. And you just pray that somebody puts her in a bubble where she doesn't catch COVID and can't perform.
That's going to be the backdrop of the whole thing. And you know what else you want to see, Greg? We always talk about boxing and the U.S. boxing team. It would be nice to see some boxers. And I usually try to watch Olympic boxing, like you would say. Watch to see if we see that come from, and hopefully it'll be someone that we can follow. That would be that person to go into the professional ranks and we follow. So that's the other thing that I watch for from the Olympics, because we have a long tradition of that. We haven't had a lot of it lately, but it would be nice to see a couple of stars from Team USA emerge from this boxing tournament at the Olympics and move on to the pro ranks. I think that would be great to see.
You know what else? I think we're going to see a whole lot more behind-the-scenes activities in this Olympic Village, or just part the athletes that are there, but thanks to social media. It's just it's inevitable that we're going to see. Listen, we saw the change that took place in the in women's basketball in the Final Four when they started showing their conditions. So again, accessibility and making it what you can prove. We all know that going into any kind of court, it's not what you know, it's not what's true, it's what you can prove. And the women did that in their Final Four, and they showed the conditions that they were playing under compared to the men. And I have a strange feeling that as much as certain parts of Asia likes to keep things under wraps and not let the rest of the world seeing what's going on behind the curtain, there are going to be a lot of athletes that are going to be showing some of the conditions that they have there, unfavorable in some cases too. So this is going to be a real interesting watch. We got Joe Patrick coming up next, and boy, do we got to talk to him about what's going on with Atlanta United. I'm curious of his thoughts. Also, what's going on with the Braves. He's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also, check us out on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also on the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg. It is Sam right there. Oh, atta boy, there you go. Good to see you there, Mr. Crenshaw. Yeah, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I play this for you, but also Today is Martha Reeves' birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. Martha Reeves' birthday, along with, I mentioned a couple others earlier, Vin Diesel turned 54 today. It would have been Alex Rocco's birthday. Do you know who Alex Rocco is? The name sound familiar to you, Sam?
Sounds familiar. I'm not sure from where.
That's Mo Green from The Godfather.
Oh.
Who caught it in the eye. Yeah, and also a guy who was not too long ago, for I don't know how long he was actually there, but was in outer space. Sir Richard Branson.
Ah.
Sir Richard Branson, 71 years old today. But that's not why you called. We have got a friend of the show, Joe Patrick, joining us now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, man?
Well,
not much.
Oh, come on.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. What you talking about, man? We normally start off with you with the Braves, and we're talking baseball, but not this morning. Pops, we've been reading your article talking about one from the other day. Obviously, you put one out yesterday recapping the game. But before that, Joseph Martinez's absence is coach's decision, not fitness-related. Bring us up on what we need to know.
Right, exactly. You know, it was kind of crazy. It was kind of crazy how this kind of all unfolded and exploded, this kind of tension or feud or whatever you want to call it that has been existing right now between Joseph Martinez and the head coach, Gabriel Heinze. And so, you know, Joseph Martinez started out the season, was playing games, coming back from his ACL injury. Atlanta United as a team was suffering from many injuries, and the players were talking in the media about how the training sessions have been very difficult, and, you know, they were feeling fit, you know, in terms of just like their fitness levels, but also, you know, their bodies were under a lot of stress. And so Joseph went away for the Copa America. Of course, he tested positive for COVID. So even though he had the vaccine, he just had to like sit out essentially and wasn't able to play. When he comes back, he's training by himself, which is never a good sign. Like that's always me, like raises an eyebrow, like something's up. Usually it can mean that like a player is under a transfer negotiation with another team and he could be moving soon. So they're just separating from the team to make sure he doesn't get injured or anything like that. But, you know, with Joseph, was like, okay, well, he had COVID. He wasn't able to play. He's coming back. You know, it makes sense. Maybe he'd be training away just to, like, do his own fitness work before he comes back. And so he misses the game against Nashville, where the team drew 2-2 last Thursday. And then for that game, before this last game, this most recent Thursday, Gabriel Heinze is asked about it again. Joseph Martinez still training by himself and says it's not fitness related. It's my decision, and that Joseph knows why I'm doing it. And we don't know exactly what the reason was, but we know that it's just not a good situation at all to have a player, you know, train not just your best player, but like your. We talk about faces of the franchise quite a bit in sports. Joseph Martinez is like even more than that. He's almost the brand. You know, this team sent out miniature statues of Joseph Martinez to season ticket holders over the offseason, and now he's being held out of training by the manager. That's clearly not going to be something that the front office wants to see either. So there's a lot of tension that gets brought up in all of this. And then, of course, Felipe Cardenas followed up with a pretty bombshell report in The Athletic stating that Joseph Martinez had told the team that this was going to be his last year in Atlanta. Or it seemed like if that wasn't the case, like essentially that it was going to be, you have to get rid of one of us because this, you know, it's like this town isn't big enough for the both of us kind of situation. That's what was reported by Felipe. So it's all kind of come to a head really quickly in the last 3 days, you know, between Thursday and when they played the game yesterday. So it's been a fascinating situation. And then, of course, after the game yesterday, we had a more development in the situation where Gabriel Heinze just comes out and says, oh, yeah, Joseph is going to join training next week. So I don't know if he had a conversation with somebody in the front office saying, like, you got to play this guy or what. But, you know, hopefully, you know, a resolution will come to this thing. It sounded like, you know, again, according to the article in The Athletic, that the two, and this was reported in that report, that they were not on speaking terms, which is not good. But, you know, hopefully that has kind of resolved itself and they can, you know, have some sort of working relationship. At least they might not like each other personally, but if they can get Joseph on the field and playing well, then, you know, that's what you hope for.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com outline with Joe Patrick this morning. We talked Braves and Atlanta United, but Atlanta United is the one with the you know, a sense of urgency right now because of Joseph Martinez. Joe, could this just be something, a violation of a team rule or something, and everybody just decided to keep it in-house and not talk about it? Could that be what this is?
You know, I tend to think that if that were the case, the team would be more willing to say so, or the coach would be more willing to say so. You know, we've seen something like that in the past with Ezekiel Barco, and the manager at that time, Tata Martino, just came out and said he's suspended for, you know, and he said for violation of team rules or whatever he said, but he just came out and said it. And I think that would have been, you know, if something like that were to have happened, I think that would have been a totally, you know, normal procedure of the way to go about it. I tend to think, again, this is like kind of speculation by me, but I have talked to a lot of people kind of tied to the situation. And I just tend to think, again, I go back to the fitness training and that this team has been doing. This team has been losing a lot of players, by the way, to injury. That shows like how hard they've been working. A lot of these injuries have actually happened in training as well. I mean, these guys are going at it really hard. And then I see Joseph Martinez, a guy who's just come back from a very excruciating, you know, catastrophic ACL injury, who's had this long comeback. He had these infections in the surgical site. You know, all this stuff has happened. He's finally come back. I could see a guy like him being like, you know, I don't want to put myself at risk and you know, participate in all of what we're doing in training. So that's how I see it, as it's a not wanting to train the way the manager wants the team to train. And then I think the manager, and I understand this, like, wants to set a barrier saying like, okay, well, you know, you can't hold yourself higher than the team and not do things that everybody else is doing. I'm not going to treat you any differently. So maybe you should treat the player differently. I don't know. I mean, that's probably just different management styles, but that's what I tend to think that this comes down to. I don't think it's something as kind of acute as like Joseph, you know, did something wrong or something like that. I think that if that were the case, we would probably know more about that incident. I suspect that the training and what they're doing there is what this is all coming down to.
First of all, this is Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I have to apologize. I'm not going to apologize for Mr. Crenshaw. I apologize for me that I have not driven people to more of your stuff at Dirty South Soccer. So that's on me. We should point out where people can find you, whether it's, you know, on our station doing Batter Up or this. And so for that, I wanted to publicly apologize for. And if you want to read Joe's take on before and after last night's matchup, you can go there and find his work. I'm going to ask you to speculate again, because you talked about this guy being a brand, being Joseph Martinez. And when you talk about somebody at that level, on a scale of 1 to 10 or however you want to put it, who comes out ahead here, the player or the coach? Getting their way as far as how they want to go about doing things.
That's where this gets really fascinating. And, you know, personally, I think that the player does. The player has more influence in this town, in the club. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's just more. He has more leverage, essentially, again, because of everything that we've talked about with him being the brand of this team, than the coach does at this point. But here's the thing. If you do, like, let's say you're in the front office and you do actually do think that the player is in the right here, and you kind of would take his side, and if it is a situation where it's, you know, this town isn't big enough for the both of us, so you have to do something. So let's say that you do, let's just hypothetically say you were to say, okay, let's find a new coach then. Well, then when you go out to hire a new coach, you have to explain the reason that they're hiring you is because there was a disagreement with the coach and the previous coach and the player, and you're siding with the player. That's why you want this new coach to take over. So what's that new coach going to think when he's like, wait, what if, you know, something happens with me and, you know, then I'm going to be hung out to dry too, you know? So it's kind of a catch-22 in that respect. And there's not really a positive out of this, unless you can just kind of get them to amicably get over it and keep both of them, you know, in tow, at least for the rest of the season. And then maybe you can figure something out after that. But, you know, that's why it's such kind of a perilous situation for the club here, because even if the player is right and you agree with that, that's still not really a good outcome for your club when it comes to like trying to figure out what are the next steps in terms of, getting in a manager. So it's really tough. Yeah.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Joe Patrick. He is social. He is on Twitter at JAPatrick200, at JAPatrick200. Let's talk some Braves here while we got you here. Welcome to the A-Town, Jock Peterson. Talk about what happened last night. You insert him in the starting lineup. You put him at the top of the batting order. And we changed this batting order, and I like it. Joe, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it clearly worked out well, and that was kind of a great way to ease over what happened the night before. And if you think about it, you know, the Braves could very well have beaten the Rays twice in a row here. They shouldn't have lost that game on Friday to open the series. So against a very good team, and so you know that's an impressive way to start out. You know, this kind of post All-Star break stretch. And exactly what you'd want to see from the player that you just brought in Jock Peterson. I thought that the trade itself was pretty clever in the way that they kind of structured it, or just scheduled it, I should say, in terms of getting him in now, seeing what he can provide you, because you have this big hole in the outfield. And then, you know, if the Braves make a run and Jock Peterson, you know, kind of a spark plug for this team, and maybe he can take advantage of the short porch out there in right field with his left-handed hitting profile, then maybe you got something. Maybe you go out and trade for more at the trade deadline. Maybe you try to go and bolster the bullpen and try to make a run. But if not, if things, you know, again, you are facing a tough schedule here over these next couple weeks, and if things go sideways, then you could still, you know, trade away Jock Peterson. He still has trade value, even though the Braves just acquired him. And the Braves have other pieces they could trade for value as well. But I think that you have to be really happy with, you know, what you've seen these past couple nights. And again, credit to Max Fried for going out there. Obviously, the three hits was pretty impressive for him. And Jock Peterson was like, man, I got to step it up if the pitcher is getting hits like this. I got to, you know.
We were going to ask you about that. Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Jacob DeGrom, aside, Max Fried is the guy you put, this dude can rake. Next to him, when you talk about him, especially after these last two, you know, his last couple times at the plate, you know, the game winning hit and then what he did yesterday. And again, this guy is, well, how do you describe him right now? What are we looking at when we look at Max Fried?
I mean, he really reminds me at the plate of Tom Glavine, and maybe even a better hitter than Tom Glavine was, which is impressive, especially in this era where you just don't see pitchers hitting in the same way that we saw pitchers hit, you know, when. You know, back in the 90s and 80s and things like that, when they were more kind of not all-around players, but, you know, they, you know, probably were more invested in doing batting training than they are now. You know, they're such specialists now, these pitchers. And so that's why I think it's really fun to see. I would have more fun watching a DH, but you know, it is really fun for fans to get to see that. And, you know, Jock Peterson was like jokingly comparing him to Shohei Ohtani yesterday, which was pretty funny. Obviously he doesn't have that kind of power, but you know, you see he's an athlete. He can handle that bat. And so it's always fun to see a pitcher nowadays be able to do something like that.
Joe, of course, the Braves are watching what's happening with the Padres. It's coming up next. We also watched what happened with the Padres last night. Your thoughts on what happened up in DC. And, you know, I guess it's something we have to kind of keep our guard up for, but thoughts about having something happen outside of ballpark.
Yeah, that was scary scenes. I was kind of watching that unfold on social media last night. I mean, credit to Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado reportedly both opening up the Padres dugout for people who were, like, trying to get in there to, like, take some cover, because I can only imagine how scary that situation would have been when you don't know what's happening. It's actually a lot kind of easier to like, judge it from afar on social media and be like, well, they're saying that this is happening outside the stadium, so these people are panicking for no reason. But, like, you don't know that if you're in the stadium. So just a very scary situation. And, you know, I think you could say it's, like, sign of the times or whatever. But, you know, you just, aside from all those kind of sweeping takeaways, you just kind of hope that, you know, people aren't, you know, shy to go to the ballpark now. That's the thing that, you know, kind of gets me down. Maybe something like that happens and then somebody doesn't want to go back to the baseball field and take their kids out there and to watch these guys. So I hope that doesn't happen. I just hope that everybody can kind of get out of this thing safely and feeling like they're ready to watch some baseball again.
Joe, listen, man, enjoy the rest of your day. We can't thank you enough for coming on here. It's Dirty South Soccer if you want to read Joe and what he's writing about Atlanta United. Of course, you can hear him here regularly on 92.9 The Game. Listen, before we let you go, you haven't had a chance to publicly give your thoughts quickly on what happened or what you saw with that All-Star game. Whether it's the game or the uniforms, the floor is yours.
The only thing I'll remember from that was that Vladimir Guerrero home run, man. That was insane. That was crazy. That was just absolutely launched. It was fun to see.
All right, man. Listen, appreciate it, Joe. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your weekend.
All right, Joe. Thanks, you guys too.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting thing. Well, I can't remember last time we've seen this play out in this city, talking about what's going on with Atlanta United, Sam. The brand, if you will, as Joe put it, versus the coaches or managers. You know this wouldn't have happened with Bobby Cox when he was running the Braves.
Oh, no.
You know, and there's other coaches here. But anyway, again, if you want to find out what's going on with Atlanta United, you keep reading Joe. Up next, Sam and I are going to get you ready for a day of sports and our final thoughts on a couple different topics. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also on the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg, on this Sunday morning, July 18th.
You know what I saw yesterday?
What did you saw yesterday?
You know that I saw yesterday
as
they play the final round of the British Open or the Open,
yeah, the Open
Championship, as you at Louis Oosthuizen leading as he hasn't teed off to start his first round. But you know what they saw, because I mentioned yesterday they followed a hare that was running around the golf course, a rabbit. I watched later in the day and they showed a Spitfire.
And the car?
Spitfire is a plane.
Okay, I was thinking of the car.
It shows the Spitfire, World War II fighter plane, Great Britain, and I instantly thought of your pops, that he actually saw those.
You're probably right.
There are just a few. They talked about how the fact there are probably only a handful of them that are still in condition to fly, and they just happened to someone took one for a flight over St. George's, you know, during the Open Championship.
Okay.
People see it and. I just saw that and I thought about you. Thought about Pops.
Well, I will be sure to pass that on to him. He will be happy. There's a lot of people that we've mentioned this morning that would be happy to know we mentioned him. You got your, and I haven't forgot about your friend Will.
Yep.
you reach out to him later on. And you say, well, "Hey, we didn't mention your last name, but we mentioned your first name." And
yeah, and your hometown.
There you go. Your home. Where was that, by the way? Was it Minder?
Monroe.
Oh, I forgot the other one too. I got to write these down because, like I said, I'm getting redundant with these. Monroe, which is right outside of Covington, right?
Yep. Right.
Yeah. All right.
On your way to Lake Oconee.
Yeah, you go. That place I know very well. Jessie was just in here. She said hello.
Oh, my goodness, Jessie.
she just ran up in here and jumped on me and said, "Where's Sam?" And she ran out because it was a treat waiting for her someplace else.
There you go.
Hey, let me ask you a question about, and we haven't really talked about this morning, but we have alluded to, you know, the changes on the collegiate level and what athletes can and cannot do right now. And I'm not saying this because of some of the things I normally bring up having to do with Michigan and my wife, but this is something that was actually on the front of ESPN talking about what Michigan athletics are doing right now. The MDEN, it's called the MDEN, D-E-N, announced on Saturday is partnering with the Wolverines football players to create custom jerseys to sell with the player's name and number on the back. The reason that's significant is while these guys can, you know, the NIL is in place and you can make your name, you know, make some money off your likeness and your name, but you can't do it wearing the school's jerseys, right? But this is a loophole that these business, this particular business has found if they put it under a custom, as they're calling it, custom being the key word here, a custom jersey, and they can get away with it. So, listen, there's a few jerseys that when you see them, you don't need the name or you don't need a logo telling you who that school is. You know who it is. And the team up in Ann Arbor is one of them. The team in South Bend is another one. And so when they start finding these loopholes within this present rule, it's going to be interesting. All of this is going to be interesting as it plays out because it's still fresh, bright, and shiny. And people are behind the scenes right now negotiating with folks and saying, okay, if you do this, we got you. And you were talking about a couple guys. Was it you that was talking about a couple guys that signed earlier?
A couple of guys out of Texas A&M who signed the deal with Tex Ags. And I think it's someone who runs media pertaining to the football team, but it's backed by like a real estate company. These guys are going to get $10,000 to do interviews. And I'm like, I'm sure there are a lot of pro athletes who say, but that's news to us, you know, because we all know we don't pay people to do interviews, but to get this access, that's the deal that's been struck. And this is right ahead of SEC media days. I'm sure, I mean, there are a lot of things that people are going to talk about next week, and you know, there's the Chris Goforth is going to be there and keeping up on things for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We will be there, Radio Row, which is going to be different, I understand, this year. There's no going from the television area to Radio Row to other places. They're not going to bring the fans in there with all the obnoxious Alabama people and the dude that dresses up like Bear Bryant. those folks would not be allowed in the lobby.
No rose petals when Nick steps out of his car or whatever it is.
They won't do that dog and pony show for him when he shows up, you know. So, but a lot of people are going to ask questions about this to all the coaches, especially Jimbo Fisher, on the day when he's there. How do you feel? You got a couple of guys on your team are getting $10,000 to do interviews, and that's something that's usually done by your sports information department at your universities, and you already can't control all of it because players do have their social media.
Right.
And, you know, they monitor everybody, sports information people at your universities monitor the social media of their athletes to make sure they're not putting anything out there that you know, would shed a bad light on the program or the university or themselves, really. Some folks got to be protected from themselves. But here's someone who's had a chance to talk. And, you know, that's just, and a lot of people looking for media access in different ways. And social media is going to be used. A lot of people are going to just say hello, going to get money to say happy birthday to somebody or to say hello to somebody who's having a big meeting. Welcome to town. Glad to have y'all. You know, go Aggies. And,
right.
And he gets some money for that. So, I mean, I get that part. So I'm curious to see what that happens. And as all the colleges and all the conferences start their media days, that will be a big topic.
Finish it up here. The MDEN is worked with former Michigan player Jared Wrangler. All right, and this guy owns a management group. They are helping secure contracts with the players. Now, this guy played on the team. He was a part of the football program from 2014 to 2018, and he still knows most of the players on the roster. He says at this point he's got roughly 60 Michigan players already signed up and more on the way. So, again, this is just another one of those many avenues that there's a bank somewhere in college football, right? If you picture like Fort Knox, there's a bank someplace, and all these roads, like are leading right to that. It's like the Capitol in Washington, where all the streets sort of come right to the Capitol. This is what's going on in college. And as you said, it's going to be interesting. We don't know what's going to happen because a lot of these are backdoor conversations right now. And so, again, as this plays out, yeah, it's going to be real fun. But conversely, we've seen a couple. I just wonder if that's why we're seeing at this particular moment, not so much on the football level, but on the basketball level, why Coach K decided to step away. Why Roy Williams decided to step away. The younger coaches are cool with this, and they know how to deal with these, deal better, and more comfortable with today's players and their want to get paid for that. The more established and veteran coaches, the guys who've been there forever, the two I named on the basketball level, and we talked about a couple on the football level, will they continue coaching? Now, Nick Saban just re-signed for 3 years. That doesn't mean he's going to necessarily stay, or extended his present contract 3 more years. I just wonder if this is going to be a way of ushering some of these guys who've been doing what they've done for years, but yet a little uncomfortable that some of their control is going to be taken away, maybe deciding to exit stage left.
I mean, they still got strong brands, and that's the thing. I mean, Coach K could do something different right now. He probably just, you know, do some camps and do some speaking and that type thing. I don't know if he wants to do any TV or anything like that. He and Roy Williams both are brands and personalities.
Right.
We expect to see them. But, I mean, you far as coaching, like a Tom Izzo, you know, because he's kind of that ilk. How does he go going forward?
I don't put Izzo in that same category because I don't see Coach K or I don't see Roy Williams rappelling from the ceiling of their arena like Izzo does every year. You know, that first night, he always has some kind of crazy stunt he's done over the years that ushers in their basketball season.
Yeah, but when I think of Izzo, I think about, like, verbal exchanges he's been having with players lately anyway on timeouts and walking to the locker rooms. That's what I mean, stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, so that's why I say he's of that ilk and of that time. So, does that change the player that wants to go and play there? And you're right. Do you want a coach who seems like he's receptive to that type thing and is already making that part of his recruiting pitch? You know, you come here and you think of what you're going to be able to do playing for this school. You got to make that part of your recruiting pitch
now. You would think so, but we know that there's – and it's just a few who can get away with this – that they run everything from soup to nuts. Nothing happens without their fingerprint on it someplace. Now, again, you have to be a certain level of coach, and like I said, we can probably name two or three. We can speculate as to whether or not they want to give up any – bit of their control. That's the reason I'm asking, because we know that there's some who they just, you know, you don't do this, not if you're coming to my particular school. And so, again, this is going to be an interesting time as the needle moves in a way that's now favoring the players. Yeah. And again, you better continue to perform too. So that's where it all starts. We can say a lot of stuff right now, but if you ain't performing, there's no reason for conversation. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. By the time we get back here next Sunday, will we be talking about a Game 7 in the NBA? Do you think?
I think not. I think Milwaukee closed this thing out.
I think
last night was a tough one for Phoenix, and I think Milwaukee's got things leaning in that direction, and they don't want to go. They want to finish it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I really am.
I think we see that. I hope we see the Braves take 2 out of 3 from San Diego. And opening ceremonies, whatever they may look like, whatever they may be, you'll get to take place and got some Olympic competition. But the competition usually always starts before opening ceremonies. But hope everybody is able to compete safely, and I hope everyone who's there to attend and all the media people who are there to cover it do it safely too.
Jeff Fisher, Adam Alexander, Deshaun Tate, and Joe Patrick, along with our own Ken Rountree. We want to thank all of you, Ken, for helping out put the show together, and for those of you I mentioned a minute ago, for being a part of the show. We can't thank you enough. Mr. Crenshaw, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I will too, and look forward to being with you next week. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be sure to check us out on the Odyssey app. Why I'm easy, I'm easy like Sunday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.